exercise change.
What are some of the most common barriers or traps that actually prevent people from coming motivated to change?
Well, obviously, if people get themselves into a into bad habits, I mean, habits are just so hard to break. I mean, obviously, the drinking culture in New Zealand is pretty huge. The party culture, heavy workloads, or sometimes it's just could be just a lack of knowledge or regarding, you know, nutrition and exercise. So they are obviously barriers, and if people aren't motivated to learn about exercise or learn about nutrition, then ultimately they'll probably get nowhere. So family, you know, if you've got a young family, there are things that can be a roadblock or barrier, or training certain times when you've got a young family. You know, they're all pretty tough, but deep down, if you really want to make a change and be fit and be healthy, you know, there should be no excuses. There should be ways for you to achieve those things, you know.
Sure. So, look, I'll just say something here and tell me if you don't think it's right, but what I'm kind of hearing is that unless you place enough importance on actually wanting to be healthy and wanting to exercise, there'll always be something in the way to doing it.
Yeah, you're dead right. I mean, if you're not willing to bump a few things out of the way and push health and sort of fitness and exercise up the ladder a wee bit and on your sort of importance scale, then don't even bother trying it. I mean, really, if you want to be serious about your health, I mean, you're going to have to make some sort of sacrifice somewhere. Everyone leads busy lives, so something that you need to do. Everyone needs to sort of, they'll have something that's stopping them from doing it. Why is it stopping you from doing it? You need to sit down, have a look at yourself and realise, what is it that's stopping me from doing this?
When things are important enough, we find a way to do it no matter what.
Oh, exactly.